Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Preparing for Marriage God's Way, a step-by-step guide for marriage success before and after the wedding, second edition, by Wayne A. Mack. Narrated by Lyle Blaker. Foreword. As indicated by the title, this manual is designed to help you prepare for a God-honoring and personally satisfying relationship in marriage. Primarily, it was developed to provide you with a carefully outlined, biblical, thorough, and practical tool for helping you to be as ready for marriage as you possibly can. It has been said that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and that those who act in haste often sorrow in leisure. It is my sincere prayer and hope that the proper use of this study guide will be a means God uses to diminish the need for the pound of cure and the sorrow and disappointment that often occur when men and women enter into marriage without adequate preparation. You may use this manual in one of four ways. 1. Self-directed premarital study course. In this case, you and your proposed spouse work through the assignments in each of your manuals, then get together to discuss your notes and your answers. 2. Guided by a marriage counselor. In this case, the study manual actually provides the basis for the counseling sessions. You and your counselor prepare for each session by studying the material in the manual. 3. Study guide in group sessions. A number of couples seriously considering marriage make up a special class for this purpose. In a class setting, the leader uses the manual to teach from and as a format for generating lively discussions. This kind of preparation could be invaluable to you as a couple. 4. Self-directed study combined with counseling. In this instance, you first work through each lesson on your own and turn in your exercises to your counselor, who then decides how much individual counseling you need on the basis of your answers. However you use this manual, it will help you immensely in assessing your marital readiness. It will aid you in uncovering problems that may already exist and will provide you with biblical solutions and guidelines for resolving them. Preparing for marriage God's way will also give you topics for dealing with the inevitable difficulties that will arise after your wedding and encourage you to establish patterns of relating and communicating to resolve conflicts. Indeed, taking this study seriously could be the launching pad for moving you into a marriage that is truly satisfying and fulfilling. It will certainly prepare you for marriage God's way. Wayne A. Mack. Part 1. Before the Wedding. 1. Congratulations. Congratulations are in order because you believe marriage might be in God's plan for your lives together. That is a wonderful thought and one certainly worth investigating. Congratulations are also in order because you've made the wise decision to spend some time and effort getting ready for marriage. By this time, you may have talked to your pastor about getting married. If you have, he probably has already informed you that he wants to meet with you several times for premarital counseling. Possibly, if there are a number of couples at your stage in their relationship, he has recommended that you join a class designed to prepare people for marriage God's way. Perhaps your first reaction to this was not all that enthusiastic. But whether you're enthusiastic or less than that, the fact is you are willing to make an effort to prepare for marriage more thoroughly. And that's great. A lot of couples have never stopped to consider just how important it is to take time to make specific preparation for marriage. When they do, the vast majority of them agree that it makes sense to devote considerable attention to this matter. After all, getting married is one of the most important things you will ever do. Your pastor, counselor, or teacher will develop the rationale for this endeavor more thoroughly. Indeed, there are good reasons for working through a course of study designed to prepare you for marriage God's way. As you proceed, you will come to believe it to be one of the wisest things you've ever done. In preparation for your first session, here's what you are to do. Each of you should carefully and prayerfully fill out the following questionnaires. After you've done these exercises individually, share your reflections with each other. Take all the exercises seriously. Make sure you do all the projects thoroughly. If you're like many who have already completed this course, you'll see an improvement in the quality of your relationship even before marriage. So roll up your sleeves and get ready for a meaningful experience. Carefully do the projects prescribed for session one. Bring them with you to the session. Be prepared to share the insights you have recorded, and don't hesitate to ask relevant questions. Assignments. 1. Relationship history. 2. Relationship evaluation. 3. Marriage expectation. Relationship history. 1. How long have you known your partner? 2. How did you come to know your partner? 3. List 3 of your best memories from your dating experience with your partner. 4. List 3 of your worst memories from your dating experience with your partner. 5. List several kinds of things the two of you like to do together. 6. What place should physical contact and physical involvement play in the relationship of people who are seriously considering marriage? What guidelines or standards should be allowed in this area? 7. What place does physical involvement play in your relationship? Do the two of you agree? Has this been a source of contention or disagreement? If the physical aspect of your relationship were removed, what would be left in your relationship? Is there any guilt or frustration that you have because of your physical involvement during your dating days? How have you maintained a proper balance in reference to expressions of physical affection? 8. What place should the Lord play in a couple's relationship? What place does He play in your relationship? How has and does the Lord make a difference? Do you talk about the Lord together? How do you make Him a vital part of your relationship? How have you worked together to make Him important? Can you honestly say that both of you are closer to being like Jesus because of your relationship with one another? How have you helped each other spiritually? How have you hindered each other spiritually? 9. What do your parents think about your getting married? What is their opinion of your partner? What do your partner's parents think about your getting married? What is their opinion of you? What kind of relationship do you have with them? 10. What should a person tell his or her intended about his or her past, his or her present, his or her sins, eccentricities, weaknesses, struggles, limitations? How much? What would be legitimate reasons for sharing? Are there legitimate reasons for not sharing? If so, what are they? In his book, The Secret of Loving, Josh McDowell writes, "A young man named Chris found himself struggling with this question. After listening to his story, I suggested he not share some of his apparent mistakes with his partner, unless his motive for silence was fear. Fear that revealing his past would negatively affect the relationship and her love and acceptance of him. If this was his real reason for withholding the information, I would counsel him to share his past with her and to let her love be tested. If the fear was there, he would never feel able to open up to her completely, and it would continue to haunt him." Using this criteria, are there any secrets that you should tell your partner? Relationship evaluation. 1. If you were asked to describe your relationship in one word, what would that word be? 2. What word do you think your partner would use? 3. What are some of the strong points of your relationship? 4. What are some of the weak points of your relationship? 5. What have you done to strengthen these weak points? 6. In your opinion, what do you think are the most important factors that will make a marriage a success? Be specific and thorough. 7. What do you bring to the marriage that will help make it a success? 8. What do you think your partner brings to the marriage that will help make it a success? 9. What can a couple do to prepare themselves for marriage? Be specific and thorough. What have you done specifically to prepare yourself for Christian marriage? What else could or should you do? Marriage expectation. 1. What thoughts does the word marriage bring to you? 2. What are biblical reasons for marriage? Why do you want to get married? 3. What are some goals a couple might have for their marriage? What goals do you have for your marriage? What goals does your partner have for your marriage? 4. What expectations should a person have for his or her spouse in marriage? Why is it important to know specifically what each of you expects from marriage in general and from each other in particular? What are your expectations for your partner in marriage? 5. What expectations have you had for your partner? How has he or she fulfilled or not fulfilled them? 6. What expectations does your partner have for you in marriage? 7. What expectations has your partner had for you in your relationship? Which ones have you fulfilled or not fulfilled? 2. Going deeper. Hello. May we have the privilege of introducing you and your partner to you? Perhaps when you heard this sentence, you said, "How stupid can you get? I already am well acquainted with myself and my partner." Well, maybe you are. But since all of us are such complex beings, we can always get to know ourselves and others better. The truth is, the author still has a lot to learn about himself and his wife. And so you have much to learn about yourself and your partner. Knowing yourself and your partner in a deep and accurate way is important to the success of your relationship. Understanding yourself and the other person in an intimate and personal way is an essential requirement for developing and maintaining deep unity in your marriage relationship. This session will help you explore and know yourself and your partner more fully. So roll up your sleeves, begin your effort with fervent prayer, put on your thinking cap, get your Bible, pick up your pen, and go to work. First, do all the projects by yourself. Write down what you learned about yourself and your partner. Then get together with your partner and discuss your insights. Identify how you felt while you were doing the exercises, while you were discussing them, and now that you have shared the results. Bring the completed questionnaires with you to your session. Be prepared to give your insights. Be ready to ask questions about anything that you did not fully understand, and to raise any concerns that emerged from this assignment. Assignments. 1. Reasons for marriage. 2. Your personal character. 3. Your personality. 4. The desirable husband and wife. 5. Love's language. 6. How do you say, "I love you"? 7. Common interests. Reasons for marriage. 1. List 10 reasons why you want to marry your partner. 2. How can you know that a certain person is the one for you to marry? What guidelines should be used? What led you to the decision to marry this person? How do you know that you should marry your partner? Why do you think you should marry this person? 3. How important is it for you to find the other person attractive or appealing? What attracts you to or appeals to you about this person? 4. How does 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 14 through 18 relate to the issue of whom to marry? What does it mean to be unequally yoked? Does the person you desire to marry meet the directives given in this passage? Your personal character. On a scale of 0 to 5, rate yourself and your partner on the following qualities. The highest rating is 5 and 0 is the lowest. For example, if you are very patient, give yourself a 5. If you are not patient at all, give yourself a 0. If you are somewhere in between, rate that between 1 and 4. Note any area where you and your partner rate more than 1 point difference. Discuss how differences or similarities might affect a marriage relationship. Qualities: patient, accepting, stubborn, easily annoyed, resentful, forgiving, dominant, self-centered, gentle, pushy, a good listener, reasonable, considerate, thoughtful, loner, depressive, open, expressive, practical, efficient, neat, orderly, organized, extravagant, reliable, dependable, affectionate, athletic, handsome, beautiful, pleasant voice, musical, good dress sense, forgetful, lazy. Your personality. From the following chart, rate yourself and your partner concerning your personalities. Use a scale of 1 to 3 to rate yourself, 1 meaning slightly, 2 meaning usually, and 3 meaning always. For example, if you are usually outgoing, rate yourself 2 for that characteristic. If your partner is usually reserved, rate him or her a 2 for that characteristic. Each of you will have only 1 rating for each pair of characteristics. Fast, slow, outgoing, reserved, bold, timid, calm, excitable, expressive, unexpressive, optimistic, pessimistic, flexible, rigid, artistic, non-artistic, athletic, non-athletic, loud, quiet, logical, sentimental, outdoors, indoors, trusting, cautious, detailed, generalizer, specific, non-specific, planner, disorganized, loner, people person, outspoken, reserved, confident, insecure, generous, frugal, spender, saver, conventional, unconventional, practical, impractical, initiator, follower, responsible, irresponsible, punctual, unpunctual, aggressive, passive. Note where you are alike and different. Discuss with your partner ways in which the two of you are quite similar and quite different. Discuss how your similarities and differences have affected your relationship. Discuss what you can do to eliminate any negative effects. The desirable husband and wife. Listen to each statement carefully and then ask yourself, is this true of me always, 4, often, 3, occasionally, 2, seldom, 1, or never, 0? Reflect on the meaning of each of the statements. Then write down the number that honestly reflects what is true in your life. Don't overestimate or underestimate. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Then go over it again and ask yourself, is this true of my partner always, 4, often, 3, occasionally, 2, seldom, 1, or never, 0? Write down the number that honestly reflects your evaluation of your partner's life. Compare how the two of you are alike and different, your relative strengths and weaknesses. Think about and discuss the implications of your ratings for your marriage. 1. I am fully devoted to God. I have a deep and meaningful relationship with God. 2. I am loving. 3. I am joyful. 4. I am peaceful. 5. I am long-suffering. 6. I am gentle. 7. I am generous, willing to share. 8. I am kind. 9. I am faithful, trustworthy, dependable. 10. I am self-controlled, disciplined. 11. I am noble in character. 12. I am respected and valued by my family. 13. I am devoted and loyal to my family. 14. My family can depend on me. 15. I fulfill God-given family responsibilities. 16. I receive praise from my family and others. 17. I build up my family. I am an encourager. 18. I am devoted to ministering to others. 19. I am consistent and steadfast in doing right. 20. I am an industrious hard worker. 21. I am unselfish. 22. I am more concerned about internal beauty than external beauty. 23. I take care of myself physically. I am concerned about my appearance, but not excessively so. 24. I am able to enjoy life. I am not a workaholic. I am not overly intense or serious. I am a fun person to be with. 25. I am contented and satisfied. I desire growth, progress, and biblical change, but not overbearing about it. 26. I am courageous and confident. 27. I am considerate of others, putting them at ease, and communicating respect and concern for them. 28. My speech is constructive and wholesome. 29. I seek to grow in wisdom, to sharpen myself intellectually. 30. I exercise foresight. I plan ahead. 31. I handle money wisely. I practice good stewardship. Love's language. Rate yourself and your partner on the following ways in which each of you desires to have love shown to you. Use a scale of 1 to 8, with 1 being the most important and 7 or 8 being the least important. If in your case, the most important way in which you want to have love shown to you is by having the other person touch you, caress you, cuddle you, and kiss you, that would be number 1. If in your partner's case, you think, do this without asking, helping is the most important factor, then that would be number 1. Continue rating the other items in order of importance. If, in your view, something that is not listed is very important, identify it and give it the rating you think it deserves. In answer to the completion questions that follow the rating exercise, write out your honest opinions. Think about why this project is important and how understanding these things could help your marriage. Consider also how a lack of understanding of these issues could affect a marriage. 1. Helping. 2. Spending time together, being there, doing things together, being willing to communicate. 3. Saying it with words, expressing appreciation and admiration. 4. Touching, caressing, kissing, physical contact. 5. Being concerned about opinions, feelings, interests, desires, likes, dislikes, being cooperative, solicitous, listening, sharing. 6. Being loyal, faithful, protective, trustworthy, supportive, unselfish, responsible, keeping confidences, fulfilling promises and commitments. 7. Meeting material and physical needs, taking care of possessions, giving gifts, giving birthday or anniversary cards, trading places, doing fix-it jobs, etc. 8. Other. How do you say, I love you? Complete each of the following sentences in one or more ways. 1. During childhood, I knew my parents loved me because they... 2. When down, I like my partner to... 3. After an argument, I want my partner to... 4. I gain a strong sense of inner comfort when my partner... 5. I have strong affectionate feelings when my partner... 6. I wish my partner would more frequently. 7. If I wanted to feel loved, I would ask my partner to. 8. The nicest gift I ever received from my partner was when. 9. When I want to really show my love to my partner, I... 10. The most meaningful thing a person could ever do for his or her partner is... 11. I feel acceptance and worth when my partner... 12. What I like best about myself is... 13. What I like best about my partner is... 14. What I like least about myself is... 15. What I like least about my partner is... 16. Two of the happiest things that have ever happened to me are... 17. Two of the happiest things that have ever happened to my partner are... 18. The hardest experience I have ever had is... 19. The hardest experience my partner has ever had is... 20. If I could do anything I wanted, and knew that God would provide all the resources and guarantee success, I would... 21. If my partner could do anything he or she wanted and knew that God would provide the resources and guarantee success, he or she would... 22. My greatest fear is... 23. My partner's greatest fear is... 24. 5 things that I really enjoy doing are... 25. 5 things that my partner enjoys doing are... Common interests. How do you and your partner take part in the following activities? The options are together, both but not together, one exclusively, one primarily, or neither. Choose the appropriate response for each item. It is possible that neither of you does some of the activities. In those cases, you may get some ideas of activities to try together. Church, attendance and service. Reading. Competitive sports, tennis, volleyball, etc. Spectator sports. Non-competitive sports, jogging, swimming, etc. Outdoor activities. Camping, walking, etc. Social gatherings. Family, friends, church, community, etc. Clubs, organizations. Art appreciation. Listening to music, visiting museums, etc. Creative and interpretive art. Writing, painting. Hobbies. Collecting, gardening, sewing, woodwork, etc. Business and professional activity. School functions or organizations. Politics. Movies. Devotions. Shopping. Table games. Sightseeing, traveling. Entertaining friends. Other. 3. Real love. You're in love, right? Well, that's great. Being in love is a wonderful experience. It's also a very crucial factor in a successful marriage. In fact, it's so important that if you don't really love each other, your marriage will be a disaster. When people fail to love or be loved, all sorts of horrible things may occur. Without love, life often becomes unbearable. Personal problems become overwhelming. Relationships deteriorate, marriages fall apart, and families disintegrate. Jesus certainly underscored the fundamental importance of love in his summary of what God desires of us. He said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets." Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. Now most people would wholeheartedly agree that to have a good marriage, two people must love each other. However, at that point, their agreement about love would often end. Ask 10 different people for a definition of love, and you might get 10 different answers. Or, what is perhaps even more tragic, you might get no answers. Very often, those who talk most about love don't seem to have much of an idea of what love is. people get married because they say they love each other. Unfortunately, many of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?